Senator Susio is with us.
Here he is. Say the first thing. Congratulations. Congratulations, Senator.
Well, thank you so much, Brad. I'm elated to be back to represent the 13th District of all the folks in Cheshire and Meriden and Middlefield and Middletown and Rockfall, and I'm raring to go.
Well, I'll never forget. Thank you.
During the years I was not in the Senate, I was fortunate enough to be on your program, keeping people educated about things like the early release program, which I'm going to be one of my top priorities legislatively to get that law fixed so that we don't let violent criminals out on the streets early to molest and maraud our neighborhoods.
Senator, how do you fix that law? The Democrats say it's been successful. What would you do to fix it?
Well, the crimes, the violent crimes and criminals who are eligible for early release need to be reviewed. Basically, men who have raped women and pedophiles who have sexually assaulted children are still eligible for early release. And we know those are crimes that have high recidivism rates. So I believe we can expand the list of crimes and criminals who are not eligible for early release. I will definitely be making that a very high priority. And I know I've got a lot of legislative support for that. I also, Brad, by the way, have, and Dan, I have, through Freedom of Information Act, the inquiries, I've been able to follow the data myself. And I know, and I've identified hundreds of sexual assaults and murders have been committed by these criminals after they were discharged from prison, allegedly reformed, but obviously not. So I've got the evidence, I think, to create the public pressure to force the administration to face reality.
And, Senator, and now you are back in the Senate. And I'll tell you something, all of those weeks that you were on the program, I mean, every single week you had something, and now you have some of the power back, and you can go in there and get some stuff done.
Yeah, you know, it gives me a forum not only to try to persuade my fellow legislators, but to keep the public informed, Brad and Dan. And that's very important because issues like this don't get resolved unless you keep the public pressure on. And, Brad, you've been an enormous help keeping the public educated about that during these last 5 years while I've been gone. And I will be at it more than ever now. And I'm confident that we're going to get some improvement in that law. I'll be actually meeting with the commissioner, Commissioner Semple, this afternoon to talk about the early release law. And I've already introduced legislation to repeal some of the crimes that are not that are currently eligible for early release.
Senator, you've been placed on the Veterans Committee, so congratulations for that. But what's going to happen with the rifle salutes at military funerals?
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, you'll love this, Brad and Dan. I've submitted a bill to rescind the $300,000 study that the governor's put in for the mileage tax. That's the tax bill. Basically tax you on the miles you drive.
Right.
They'll insert a GPS device in your car and figure out not only how many miles you've driven, but where you've driven. And they allocated $300,000 for us, this study of implementing the tax. Claims he's never supporting, so I don't know why we're spending the $300,000, and I'm mandating that we use the $300,000 and replace the funds that were taken away from the Vets Burial Fund account, which you just alluded to, Brad. To me, that's a great travesty and an insult to our veterans and their families, and it's got to be rectified as soon as possible.
Senator, you're bringing up mileage, and I've got to ask you this question because it's a growing controversy, and that is the mileage reimbursement that state lawmakers receive that they can then use to calculate when they figure out their pensions. What is your viewpoint on that?
I think that's improper. To me, pensions should be calculated on what your normal pay is. I'm also against using overtime to include in pensions as well. So there's many, many things that have to be changed to address this budget. As you know, the budget is going to be, and the budget deficit is going to be the overriding issue in this legislative session. And we're going to have to face the fact that the retirement plans that we have for our legislators as well as state employees have to be reformed to be much more realistic. And there definitely have been abuses in what's done to earn those retirement benefits, and one of them is just what you said, where they can include the mileage reimbursement for travel to and from the Capitol. It's technically, it's not income. It's an expense that you're being reimbursed for that should not be computed as part of the retirement benefits or to determine the retirement benefits of legislators.
You know, Senator Susio, one of the things that the new mayor of Hartford, Luke Bronin, has been doing, he's been out in the suburbs, and, you know, the reception hasn't been great. However, he's pointed up a lot of things that have caught on, and people all of a sudden are aghast at, oh, my gosh, the teachers, this and that. And these are the things that should have happened a long time ago. And this is one of the reasons that Connecticut is where it is financially.
Yeah, you know, in our labor agreement with the state employees unions, one of the things that's involved there is we reimburse state of Connecticut employees for work that's totally unrelated to the state business. We actually reimburse them to go to their union conventions, for example. And the Yankee Institute did a great service to the state when they exposed this last year and released a study showing over the state paid for over 121,000 hours for non-state business to state employees who, again, went to union conventions and things like that. It cost the taxpayers of Connecticut millions of dollars for nothing to do with the state of Connecticut business. That's another abuse that's got to end.
Again, Senator, what about office hours tonight? What about all this?
Yeah, you know, no one can represent their constituents unless they have an opportunity to listen to what their constituents have to say.
That's right.
And I've made a practice when I was in the legislature before, and I'm resuming the practice of having town hall meetings in every town in my district. Tonight we have one in Meriden at the library starting at 6 o'clock. I welcome any of the constituents from Meriden or any of the other towns, but it'll be in Meriden this week. To join us at the Meriden Public Library in the Miller Memorial Room. And it will be an opportunity to tell me what you think about what's going on in the state of Connecticut. I'm also going to discuss with my constituents some of the legislative initiatives I'm taking, such as the reform of early release and the repeal of the mileage tax study money. And by the way, I've got an exciting new proposal to actually cut taxes in Connecticut, to cut this personal income tax, which I think is very realistic and has a decent opportunity of advancing in the legislature.
Now, how do you feel about the support that you will have in the legislature? I know you've got some folks for you.
I feel there's a broad-based amount of support for many of my legislative initiatives. But, Brad, I learned something very important when I was up there 5 years ago, and that is you can't get anything done unless and until you get the public behind you.
Yep.
So I learned that you've got to keep the public informed. So we'll have rallies and petitions, for example, when the early release proposal I have comes for a public hearing. I'll be pushing people to attend the public hearing, express their points of view to support the reform of the early release law. And the same thing with the mileage tax. My constituents, and in fact the state of Connecticut, will be hearing from me quite frequently about, and my job is to educate my constituents and give them a voice in Hartford and give them the opportunity to express their opinions. And the legislature cannot resist the will of the people when the people are informed and motivated and given an avenue to express their point of view.
Well, Dan and I are both so time. Thanks for the call. We'll talk again.